And here's the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 27th of September, 2024. Today, in 2016, was the publication of the book Proteinaholic: How Our Obsession with Meat is Killing Us and What We Can Do About It, by Garth Davis, MD. Proteinaholic has been called a book that once and for all dispels the nutritional myths that have rendered our prosperous nations sicker than ever. Too much protein is actually making us sick, fat, and tired, according to Dr. Davis. If you are getting adequate calories in your diet, there is no such thing as protein deficiency. The healthiest countries in the world eat far less protein than we do, and yet we have an entire nation on a protein binge, getting sicker by the day. Cut through the noise, know the research. Protein is not the key to weight loss. Animal protein is not the healthiest food we can eat. Carbs are not the enemy. In Proteinaholic, Dr. Garth Davis dispels the myths that have been perpetuated by our doctors, our weight loss experts, and the media. John McDougall, MD, said, "Proteinaholic documents the simple and easy to understand truth that billions of people have died and that life on planet Earth faces extinction as a direct consequence of product-promoting nutritional myths. Protein deficiency is unknown on any natural diet. Protein poisoning is epidemic nationwide." And Joel Fuhrman, MD, said, "Proteinaholic hits the nail on the head. Our overconsumption of animal protein has led us down the path to nutritional suicide, and this wake-up call from Dr. Davis is important to save lives." And the publication of The First Aisle by Kirk Charles was on this day in 2018. This book gets you back to eating fruits and vegetables found in the first aisle, better known as the fresh produce aisle, for maximum health. Our American society is rife with processed food, most of which isn't food, and all sorts of animal products, none of which yields the physical and mental results we desire most. We're being run over by metabolic diseases such as cancer, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and obesity. Those maladies can be mitigated or eliminated simply by greater fresh produce consumption. The first aisle will not convert you to be a vegetarian or vegan, but into a resultatarian. Results are the name of the game, and the best results are in the first aisle. Kirk Charles found his passion in 2010 when he began working at the New York Sports Clubs in Montclair, New Jersey. As a certified personal trainer, he found the keys to the results his clients were seeking through eating and exercising. Through more than 8,000 hours of working with individuals and 30 years of experience as a vegan, his books reflect a personal and informal approach to get the reader to take action. The first aisle gives the reader the keys to results-oriented eating, to overcome metabolic diseases, and live a life of total vitality. Through Kirk's words of inspiration, you will take action and your health will take off on an upward trajectory. And here is a poem for today by Emily Pauline Johnson, Harvest Time. Pillowed and hushed on the silent plain, wrapped in her mantle of golden grain, wearied of pleasuring weeks away, summer is lying asleep today. Where winds come sweet from the wild rose briars and the smoke of the far-off prairie's fires, yellow her hair as the goldenrod and brown her cheeks as the prairie sod, purple her eyes as the mist that dram at the edge of some laggard sun-drowned stream. But over their depths the lashes sweep, for summer is lying today asleep. The north wind kisses her rosy mouth. His rival frowns in the far-off south and comes caressing her sunburnt cheek. And summer awakes for one short week, awakes and gathers her wealth of grain, then sleeps and dreams for a year again. Harvest Time by Emily Pauline Johnson. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to eat plants. Wonderful, life-giving plants.